PBS is now releasing a new program. It's Graham Nash Live. It was filmed in St. Louis back in July of 2015 at the Pageant Theater. And Graham, what do you remember about that night that you recorded that show?
The friendliness of the people in front of me. Obviously, as you may know, I've been used to playing in front of hundreds of thousands of people. But these small, intimate theaters are really a pleasure to play. And I remember that night being one of them. And I thought that Shane Fontaine and I did a good job that night.
And shortly thereafter, you actually came here to Indianapolis. You were here in August, right after that show, and performed in our small studio. You were our first performer in our small studio that afternoon.
How is it being a virgin again?
It's been booming. We've been celebrating multiple years, and
fantastic.
It is. And I went back to watch your episode again, and during it, the very first song that you and Shane played, you were talking about how you had just been on this. You were on tour, obviously on the bus, and you were overcome with like the music bug, and you had written like 8 songs and 20 songs in a month, and then you guys went into the studio and recorded it all in 8 days, and obviously that turned into This Path Tonight, which was released in 2016.
Correct. For the previous 14 years I'd been making 16 CDs, as a matter of fact. I did the with my friend Joel Bernstein and Stanley Johnston, I did Stephen's box set of 4, my box set of 3 CDs, David's box set of 3 CDs, CSNY of 4 CDs. I was a busy boy in those years. But yes, I did write a lot of songs with Shane, and it became This Path Tonight.
And that was a very personal album for you, because your life has really changed dramatically since that time as well.
Yes, it has, yes.
And I know at the time you and your wife were splitting up, and you have a new relationship. And how is that going for you?
I'm still in that relationship. I did divorce my wife, Susan, after 38 years. We were no longer in love with each other, and it was okay. My life is fine right now. You know, I feel very creative. I feel very alive. I did live in Hawaii for, 30, 40 years, and I guess I just traded jungles.
Because you're in New York now.
Yes.
And when you listen to that album, This Path Tonight, how does it make you feel? Do you feel like you got everything out that you wanted to in that? Or
of course, never think you've got it all out. I mean, but at some point you have to let it go, and everything stretched from. There was a song on that album called Myself at Last, which was the very first attempt at the very first song we tried. That became the master track. And I knew that it was going to be a fabulous experience recording, because that rarely happens. But when it does in the life of a musician, it's very welcome.
I know that last fall you were also part of what was called the Lantern Tour, which were concerts for the migrant and refugees families. And I know... Uh-huh. These causes are very important to you, and it was right before the fall midterm elections.
Yes, it's important to give back. I'm an immigrant myself. I'm English. I've been an American citizen for 40 years, and I've been living here for over 50 years, but I'm English. I'm an immigrant. Why can't people come to this country to try and find a better life than what they left behind?
And once again, things have changed in that whole area, too, with the border wall and everything.
It's true. And a lot of my songs could have been written today. What about Immigration Man or Military Madness? Come on. We don't seem to have learned much, do we?
But you keep trying. And I think that's what is most important about your work.
I'll always keep trying.
Something else, I know you also paint and photograph, and perhaps something that not a lot of people know about and I want to know more about is back in 1990 you created Nash Editions, which is one of the first fine art photographic printmaking houses.
Yes, in the digital world, yes. And quite honestly, I think the institutions have really recognized what we did then, and my very first printer is actually in the Smithsonian Museum.
And are you still involved with the art house?
Of course.
And I'm hoping my company. Can you explain a little bit what you do with that company, because it's really fascinating.
Well, it was the first digital atelier for dealing with photographers. And like you said, it was the 1989-1990 that we opened up our doors. And we make the best prints in the world. I still think so. Even today, I go around places and see what they've got in their Giclée inkjet print world. And I'm very happy with the way that National Editions prints are not only selling but being appreciated.
And I assume you are still painting and taking photographs as well?
I haven't been painting much. My wife, Amy, is the painter in the family, but I have been dealing with my photographs. I have so much photographic work to go through. My discipline on the computer, unfortunately, even though I know what I'm doing, my discipline in terms of creating folders with images, and it leaves a lot to be desired. And I have to go down and, you know, get back and straighten it all up.
Yeah, I know you also have another an album again, and you're on tour again with kind of looking back at 50 years of work. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's been a long time, hasn't it?
And I understand that the Over the Years album, you've also included some things that were never released.
Yeah, what happened is that I found out from the web and from personal experience what my fans' 15 favorite songs of mine are. And I wanted to put them on a greatest hits album because there had never been one of my music. Yes, there had been greatest hits of CSN and the Hollies and CSNY, etc., but not of mine. So I put them on there, and then I thought, well, you know, a lot of people have bought these songs, usually several times, you know, in different formats, from cassette to CD and Blu-ray, etc. And what can I do to make it more interesting? So I went back into my archive, and I chose 15 days. People have been responding really nicely to them.
Do you ever get tired of singing those older songs?
Not at all. Would you get tired of singing our songs?
Oh, no. And
there you go.
I'm also guessing that, especially being on tour and working in these smaller, these more intimate venues, they're big venues, but that intimacy with the crowd.
Right. I want my audience to know that I want to be there making music for them. I'm not going to phone it in. I'm not going to do a half-hearted attempt to teach your children. I'm going to sing with as much passion as I can muster and try and get back to the passion with which I wrote those songs. And if I can see my audience on the way out smiling, I know I've done my job.
Well, I also know that this is, and you mentioned it, it's been 50 years since your first Crosby, Stills, and Nash album. Any chance of a reunion there?
Not a shot.
You've all kind of moved on and doing your own things now.
Well, we have to like each other to be able to make good music. and we have to like each other. We have to be in love with each other. We want to be there to support each other, and it's not there right now, and that's the way it is.
And I think, as you said, you really do have a great rapport with the audience. I know when you were here in Indianapolis in 2015, people were thrilled to be at that show, and you're coming here again to the Palladium in March as part of your tour, too, which is another big but very intimate venue as well.
Great, and I'm bringing with me B3 organ player from the Crosby, Stills, and Nash Band, Todd Caldwell, who'll be joining us on keyboard.
Oh, my. And when you go to each different venues and say when you come here to Indianapolis, do you mix up your songs every night, or do you...
Every night. I mean, there's a certain skeleton. I mean, I know that people want to hear Military Madness, and they want to hear Chicago, and they want to hear, you know, just a song. I know all the songs that people want to hear, and I want to play them for them. But my audience, I've been often surprised with the song that I wrote that day.
Well, as you said, the topics are still very topical and current today.
Yeah, it's insane how relevant they are. And it, you know, it's both thrilling as a musician that my music has lasted this long, but it's a pain in the ass to still have to sing Immigration Man.
Well said. How about composing new music, new songs? Will we have another new group of music from you anytime soon?
I'll be putting it together as soon as I get on my bus.
There we go. We'll be looking forward to that.
Thank you very much, Lo.
Thank you. Continue to enjoy your tour, and we are looking so forward to having you back here in Indianapolis next month.
See you there, kid.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.